Well, welcome in, everyone. My name is Denise Gaskell, and it is Monday morning. Bridget is Monday morning here in Chicagoland. But we get together every single Monday morning through Team Glacken here, and we do a variety of tips and information to really kind of help get your Monday and the week started off on the right foot. We do love these calls to be interactive, so feel free to ask questions, share information as we go through. I am Denise Gaskell, and I'm your moderator today, and our topic for this morning is to invest in people and relationships, and then how to network and build that up. So, and I also did want to chat real quick. We had a fantastic weekend. Jennifer Summit was in Chicagoland area. So if anybody wants to share some tips and takeaways that they heard at that event, certainly feel free to do so. But we had Sean Gray, and with the weather this time of year, you really never know what's going to happen. Talk about being resourceful and networking. Sean was not able to make it into our event live. He tried Friday night, tried again on Saturday, and it just wasn't happening, even though he was our keynote speaker. But through technology, we were able to pipe him in and see him on the big screen and see his presentation and hear his information. So a really great event, kind of a plan B, and I think that's really what it takes. Not only being your own boss, but certainly in a network marketing business, we have to be really resourceful and kind of do things outside of the box. So anyway, as we move into today's topic, as I mentioned, feel free to ask questions and interact as you choose. So today, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about investing in people and investing in relationships and how to network. So probably kind of a lot of verbiage, but why don't we go ahead and just kind of share what do you think that looks like, or what do you think about when we use invest in people and invest in relationships? What comes to mind? I know for me it was definitely kind of a switching gears, you know, working in the corporate world. You don't really, at least in the jobs I was in, and I was even in technical support. So I worked in a job where librarians would call in and they were having problem with their computer system or the card catalog that was online, and we had to walk them through that. So that tech support was where I sat. And even though you would think that we'd be investing in these people, it really, that was never really talked about as a job description. It was just, you know, how to get the job done and move to the next phone call. And I think that we see that a lot in corporate world, right, or in businesses. Very few jobs really kind of have the description of investing in people and relationships. So for me, that was really kind of a different twist going into this business. How about for anyone else? We have a quiet group this morning. Everybody must be frozen. It's not. I think it's minus 12 here in Chicagoland with the wind chill. It is bitter and starting to snow again. But how about investing in people and relationships? Is that something you did in your previous work, or are you still learning that? For me, investing in people and building that relationships, I learned a lot about listening. And there's quite a few pieces when you're going through Glacken University and we first start your business that teach us that. And it's certainly something that we continue to build on and work on it, in Shackley, in your network marketing business, because it really is about the people. And we need to see the people, and we need to invest in the people and build those relationships. When I was actually first introduced to Shackley, my upline at the time, she suggested that building relationships and building teams was kind of like dating. You know, you can't just jump in with the end result. You kind of have to court along the way. And so that made a lot of sense to me, is that really investing in people, and I mean truthfully and heartfully. In the beginning, at least for a lot of people, you hear that they want to help people, and Shekla, we do want to help people, and I feel like that investing and that building relationships comes pretty natural to people who join Shekla, but sometimes not always. Does anybody have any comments about, I know it's kind of a vague question, but investing in people, investing in relationships, what kind of comes to mind when you, through this conversation? Maybe ways that you are investing, I thought we'd talk about that as well, investing. So some of the ways that I have learned not only to invest in customers but team members as well is just being a good listener and listening to where people are at, listening to where their what their questions may be, listening to their needs. And then I think not only listening, but then following up. You know, if people are looking for something, if people need something from you, just to make sure that you're following through with that and offering what it is that they're looking for. If they, you know, want a catalog or if they want to try a product, people learn to trust you when you follow through and you offer what you've suggested. So listening, follow up. What are some of the other ways that we invest in people and relationships? Maybe giving time, meetings, one-on-ones, helping them build their team. I think that's something that I really appreciate and love about Shekla. I have a lot of friends that have been in other home-based business type companies, and sometimes it feels a little bit dog-eat-dog when you talk to them, that it's a little bit, maybe they don't have memberships or maybe they don't have the loyalty that we do for Shekla products and our team. And I feel like the teamwork and the way that we get together and help each other, not only as Shekla as a whole, but certainly as a leader on your team as well. People respect that, and that really truly does create an investment in the relationship. So I'm going to pause right there and see, does anybody have any questions about investing or follow up or what that looks like to build those relationships? Maybe some of the things that you're doing to build the relationship with the people on your team? I think Jennifer does a great job of showing us what that looks like, certainly by hosting the events that she does a couple times a year. She'll host an event in January and then again in June, and this is a great place for us to come together, not only as a team, but it's open to members, you know, that are in the area who would like to attend. And I just think that that creates a great, you know, shows a great investment, her commitment to that in all of us, anyone who gives their time. Shekla Corporation, I feel like, does a great job of that, too, by the people that they bring in to speak and the events that they do for us. I'm excited to see the new website. I'm sure we'll be talking about that soon, but the investment that Roger Barnett has put into this company to make it number one, and not only the things like products, but also websites and some of that techie stuff. And I'm sure that one of the reasons he's doing that is to invest in the customer, make it simple, make it easy for them to reorder, great for follow-up. I think in the fast-paced world that we live in, a lot of people are looking really more for that relationship and team building. How are you investing in your people? Maybe it's just something to think about if, in fact, we don't have a conversation live about that. Maybe just kind of jot that down for yourself. How are you investing in your customers? How are you building relationships with your team members? What does that look like? We talk a lot about the colors in our organization and the personality styles and types as well. And I know for me, that has really helped me to learn how to invest in people, be a better listener, and to build those relationships, understanding where people are coming from, you know, if they want a lot of detail. And that's not really my thing. I've just learned to respect that some people really need that, even if I don't. So understanding, you know, the personal development. And Jennifer talked about that this weekend quite a bit. You know, the gains that we get in this business are incredible. And for her, and I would agree also for myself, and maybe you all would too, that the personal development that comes with this business, and certainly being on Jennifer's team, since she encourages that growth, that personal growth, has really just, for me, been priceless. So I think that part of that investing in people and building relationships is don't forget to do that for yourself. So invest in yourself, reward yourself, take some time to jot down the things that, you know, fill you as well. Make sure that you're investing in you. I'm going to pause again and just see if there's any comments or additional information that you wanted to hear about investing in people and building relationships, if there's something that we could continue to dive a little deeper on, we will. Otherwise, we're going to move on to the next topic. So the second half of today's call, I wanted to talk about how to network, and that really does kind of tie into investing in people and building relationships, right? So we talked, we had some fun skits that were performed this weekend from a couple people in our group, and one of their little skits was they dressed up as fishermen and had their little fishing poles and talked about, you know, where are your fishing holes and where you're going to throw your line and where you're going to reel in the big fish, so to speak. So it was just a great visual and super fun. We have a lot of fun at these events, too. But, you know, it really was basically how to network and where are you going to do that. So what are some of the ways that you network? I'm going to throw that out there and see if people would like to share. How are you networking? In the beginning of my business, I remember thinking, oh, what should I join or where should I go? And then, you know, through conversations with Jennifer, she said, you know, just in your everyday life, where are you going and what are you doing? And then, you know, you start to realize that, at least for me, I was a young mom of 4 kids and I was busy. I enjoyed helping out at school and doing the different activities. And so looking through the different programs that I was involved with, not only with the moms, but with the school and other organizations, I really had a lot of connections. And those first, you know, several handfuls of members looking back were definitely all from those type of networking. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a professional networking group. But those are fantastic. But there's all kinds of ways that we can network, and that means building those relationships as well in the places that we are already at. So if you're in the book club or if you're in a running club or some type of an organization, there's probably people around you that you can have conversations with and just build those relationships. What ways are you networking? Where are your fishing holes? Sometimes people like to share those ideas. Feel free to, let's see, if anybody would like to share, like, one of their favorite fishing holes or one of the places that they really enjoy networking.
Hey, girl, it's Dorothy.
Good morning.
Good morning from Florida.
It's a little warmer by you, isn't it?
Sunny here. It is not like negative 12 degree chill factor. But as far as networking goes, I'm involved in several networking groups and a couple of chambers. But one of my favorites is called Women in Networking, because there is actually women networking groups. And if you Google it, there's usually some. It's like in pretty much every metropolitan city that's out there. But it's about building those relationships. And when you consistently go to the meetings and to the mixers and you get to be friends with them, and then it's a referral source. It's like so that you can meet others. It's like, so networking works if you work it. We call it networking is not working. It's not corporate America. It's going out having fun and building relationships and friendships with people.
I love that, because when I was first introduced to like a chamber or one of the local business events, I remember feeling super intimidated, and I just thought, oh gosh, am I really a business? You know, I had all these negative self-doubt thoughts in my head about walking into some type of an organization where a lot of people had brick-and-mortar type stores and businesses. And I actually did find a women's group that made me feel super comfortable and really taught me a lot about speaking and kind of, you know, just putting myself out there and really respecting and understanding the idea that I certainly do have a business. And so that's a great idea. Thanks for sharing that, Dorothy. I think find the places that you're comfortable with and that are really going to be networking and really help to build you up and build those relationships. And for some people, they're super comfortable walking into those type of events, and for some people, maybe not so much. So here's a tip that really helped me is find someone who that you can connect with or go with or, you know, kind of learn the ropes. So if this is all brand new to you, networking or chamber events, see if you can find somebody in currently in or somebody who maybe is also interested in joining so that the two of you can go together. I find that being a partner, at least the first several times, really helped me feel comfortable as well. But after that, you definitely want to go by yourself, right? Or at least jump in. Maybe you don't have to go by yourself, but once you get there, you want to get out there and start networking. You're right, Dorothy, because, you know, as a newbie, a lot of times people will come up to you, but eventually you got to learn how to kind of spread your wings a little bit and do some networking and ask some questions and build those relationships. So professional type groups like chambers, LATIP, I believe is still out there. There's quite a few BNI groups usually in an area that you can belong to, those Business Networking International, Women in Networking, as Dorothy mentioned. If you're a female and you're looking to network with other women, usually a very supportive, great organization. And then just remember the everyday things that you're doing as well. And that doesn't mean that when you get there, you just, you know, wear all your Shackley gear and talk Shackley the entire time. You know, you just be you and be a good listener and ask questions and build those relationships. I think that's the most important part is sometimes we have to remember it is like dating a little bit. You have to be pretty patient sometimes. And sometimes those referrals and those questions and relationships build a little quicker for some people that you might meet, but sometimes they take a little bit. So it's wise to have a couple different fishing holes as well, not just one or two. You know, really kind of think through how you can get involved in some things that you're passionate about. Because that's the other thing that happens when you're in groups with like-minded people. Typically, you can connect and have a lot in common, and then, you know, it really kind of sparks from there. One of the other places that I've had really great success in networking and building relationships with people is when I've been a vendor at some type of a health fair or a green fair, environmental fair, some place where you might have a booth sharing Shackley products. And when, again, looking through my organization, I have quite a few people who maybe were in another business at a table next to me, and we've had conversations, and, you know, they've bought some products or became a distributor and shared some products with their friends. And some, looking back through, those are some of my strongest customers. We just were able to build a great relationship in between the people attending our booth and again, they're like-minded. Most of the time, they're entrepreneurs. A lot of times, as we know, a lot of businesses have come and gone. I can think of one girl specifically who, since I've known her, has been involved with three different jewelry businesses. That seems to be her passion, but these companies just don't stick around for very long. So, you know, she actually earns a check from Shackley every now and then because she's brought in quite a few people. So I feel like, you know, when you're at those events, if there are not people coming up to you who are attending the event, make sure that you connect with the other vendors that are there. Again, they're typically very entrepreneurial, like-minded, and especially if you're doing some type of a health fair, you might be, connect with maybe a chiropractor or somebody who is attracted to the same type of person, but you don't have a conflict with them. So seek out people like that. What other ways do you network? Are you finding your fishing holes? If you don't mind sharing, we would love to know. I know Sean Gray shares a story of how he was connected to, I think, his first Chinese leg. It was from a conversation on a plane, right? So someone knew someone, and next thing you know, he did share that, you know, it's like a snowball effect, and I think we've heard this, you know, someone knows someone knows someone. And he said that one of the highest member months that he's had, 1,300 members came into his organization because of all the different legs he has, people signing up members. So for some of us, that number may be hard to wrap our head around, but that's really what happens is a snowball. So once you have a team of people who are also out there networking and building relationships, you know, your team continues to grow. And, you know, if you have done the duplication and the training, you're not doing those pieces anymore for them. And they're out there doing it for their team, and that's really kind of how this snowballs. So I guess that would be the other tip to this is, you know, make sure that you're working with your downline and educating them on how to get out there and network and train their people how to do the same thing. Build those relationships, invest in people, and find their fishing holes. We have a super quiet group this morning. I hope that means you're all energized and ready to start the week off on the right foot. I'm going to go ahead and close this out in a few minutes. Let's go ahead and take a break here. Feel free to share any questions or comments. Something that you would like to add about building relationships? Don't forget to invest in yourself. Good morning.
I just want to say it's like that by all means, wherever we go, put a smile on your face and be very, very proud of what we offer people.
That's such a great reminder. We heard over and over again from the testimonies over the weekend from people who were able to share that certainly people need our products, but of all the people who got up and spoke, every single one of them, their testimony was that they needed the business as well. And it's been a great change in their lives, people able to achieve their goals and make things happen. And I love that. We can be proud that Sheckley has all that to offer, and I love the addition of putting a smile on your face, because who doesn't need to see somebody with a smile on their face? I think that's one of the best things that we could share is the gift of our health and happiness. So thank you for adding that.
It's so important because you're so much more approachable that way.
Yeah, I agree. You are right. There's a whole piece in Glacken University about, you know, kind of how we present ourselves. If your arms are crossed, or if your nose is in your phone, or if you're not paying attention when we're out there networking, people are not going to come up to you and probably not refer anybody to you either. So being approachable, and that means putting a smile on your face and being a good listener, is super important. So thank you for that reminder. That's a really, really big piece of networking and building and investing. Super big. Seems small, but that is a great reminder. Dorothy, I appreciate that. All right. Well, I hope you put a smile on somebody's face today. We will be here next Monday, same place, same time, with a conversation to help you get your business and your Monday and your week started off on the right foot. And we're coming to the close of the month. So, again, make sure you're marching forward and have a very blessed day. Take care.
Thank you.